This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged the Taliban Wednesday to allow charter flights to depart Afghanistan, as planes carrying Americans and vulnerable Afghans reportedly have been stranded at Mazar-e Sharif International Airport. Speaking to reporters at a joint briefing with German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas at Ramstein Air Base in Germany, Blinken said, as of now, the Taliban are not permitting charter flights to depart. They claim that some of the passengers do not have the required documentation. Blinken said, the bottom line is those charter flights need to be able to depart, and we will work every day to make sure they're able to do that. There are reports that U.S. citizens and at-risk Afghans have been stuck at Mazar-e Sharif Airport in northern Afghanistan, with some organizers accusing the State Department of not doing enough to facilitate their departure. Blinken and Maas hosted virtual talks at the airbase with 22 foreign ministers from allies, including NATO and European Union members, to discuss the situation in Afghanistan. Along with continued evacuations, they focused on efforts to continue the flow of humanitarian aid to the country after the Taliban's takeover. The leader of the World Health Organization employed wealthy countries Wednesday to forego COVID-19 vaccine booster shots for the rest of the year, to ensure that poorer countries have more access to the vaccine. So far, such calls have not been heeded. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters he was appalled that vaccine manufacturers have said they have enough supply to provide both demands. He said, I will not stay silent when companies in countries that control the global supply of vaccines think the world's poor should be satisfied with leftovers. This is VOA News.